This is Nat Metcalf. I'm pleased to be sponsored by The Netball Show for the 2026 Super League season.
The Netball Show with Flyhawk, raising the bar for netball and women's sport.
Netball Show with Flyhawk. Today we're going to be taking a bit of a closer look at Guernsey Netball, small island that certainly has that competitive edge. And joining me now to look at recent events is our head coach, Naomi Szczesek, or I know that some of you all know her as Noglet from Storm.
No problem. That's quite the introduction.
Let's start, first of all, then, with that bit of a Jersey-Guernsey rivalry. Nice little sporting tradition, I suppose.
Absolutely, yeah. So the Interinsulars have been, for the islands, have been their sort of main competitive fixture for years. It's a huge rivalry, right from under-11s all the way up to your senior A squad. And that, yeah, there's quite a history there. At the moment, unfortunately, there's a bit of a gap. You know, Jersey have just been promoted from Prem 3 to Prem 2. They've had a brilliant season, like their first season in Prem, and they've gone straight up, which is really impressive. And, you know, we're sort of at the point where we've had quite a long time out of the UK competition structure, and we're trying to re-qualify for Regional 3. And, you know, we're not quite there yet. We've just come off the back of the qualifying tournament, and the South region's very strong. Standard was very high. We had a good run out. We got a couple of wins and, you know, some really good performances. But so that's where we're at. There is a bit of a gap, and those gaps show in the scoreline at the moment when we play Jersey. But, you know, it's something to aim for. That's what we're about. We've got to build up again.
Yeah, they might have this upper hand, I suppose. But I suppose your aim is always just to push them, pressure them, maybe close a gap wherever you can.
Yeah, for sure. You know, the scorelines over the last few years have been big, and that's something that we need to look to reduce. But it's got to start, you know, we're looking at the senior A team, but that's got to start the whole way from the youth structure in Guernsey and everything that we're doing from there up. So, yeah, it's something that we've got to work towards. You know, no one wants to go out and lose to Jersey by 50 goals. It's, you know, no one, we don't lose to anyone. But that Guernsey-Jersey rivalry is so strong. And actually, unfortunately, there wasn't even an inter-insular competition this year at all. So that was cancelled due to the various reasons were stated, couldn't come up with a date, couldn't agree on certain demands. So yeah, for the first time in about 50 years, there wasn't one, which was hugely disappointing, particularly for our youngsters. We were able to arrange an inter-club competition with Rathbones and Jersey. So that was great. We managed to get some of the youngsters out there to give them an opportunity to play. But yeah, so there wasn't even an inter-insulars this year, which was really disappointing.
What about age groups in general?
So, yeah, I mean, the youth structure over here, we're struggling with opportunities in terms of the number of junior clubs that we've got. So there's lots of girls that want to play that haven't got a place to play at the moment. And that's something that it's all part of this strategic review that's going on. So Sally Cairns has been sort of director of netball for the last 4 years. She left her post earlier this year, which is why myself and Naina were asked to come in and coach the girls in the build-up to this playoff tournament. We had 2 weeks of trials and 3 training sessions, so we didn't have a lot of lead-in. But yeah, so this strategic review is looking at what netball looks like on the island. I think we're at the point where we need a complete reshift. You know, a shift in culture when it comes to the performance side of things. And yeah, just to look at how we can get more girls involved so that we're in a better position, we've got better numbers, looking at what these junior structures look like to make sure that we've got people filtering through to the top teams.
If we look at how Guernsey compares against other countries, against France, obviously, netball's still emerging, but you've got a more established structure.
Yeah, and you know what? We'd love to come up against teams like that who are sort of in their infancy. But yeah, you know, that will be, if I continue to stay involved, that will be something that we look at. Where can we get opportunities to run out against different teams that play different styles to help us build our game?
And Netherlands as well, Korfball maybe dominates, but Guernsey, you come out on top again in terms of organisation and participation as well, which is good.
Yeah, I mean, Korfball, that's a game I know a lot about, I'm not going to lie. But yeah, you know, Guernsey's done some really great things. Don't get me wrong. I'm saying we need a big shift and we need to, you know, look at how things are running. But there's some great things in place. And there's a lot of passion, for sure. You know, it's the most played sport by girls on the island. So we need to keep that going, because you will lose girls. You lose girls to hockey, you lose girls to football. You know, all these other sports are knocking on the door, and that's why we need to make sure we've got places for these girls to play, coaches to make sure that they're learning and developing in place, because we want to keep growing that.
Things are really developing though. I get that sense from just speaking to you now.
Yeah, we've got a good building block. So, you know, I'm pretty new back into the netball scene over here. When I moved back in 2024, had a lot going on personally, and although I played club, I didn't really get involved in the wider netball scene. So I'm very much, you know, finding my feet and figuring out where things are at. But my insight at the moment is on the performance level, you know, with the senior squad, and we've got a great group of girls. They're really buying into this culture shift. The work rate and intensity at trainings that we've had has been brilliant. And we were able to put some of the stuff we've worked on in a very short space of time into action at the weekend, and defensively I thought we were excellent, and that was our focus. So we're excited. A lot of work to do. Sorry, there's an aeroplane going over the top. A lot of work to do, a lot to look at, and that's why this big strategic review is happening, to see where the gaps are. And because it was our performance side that really sort of fell away over the last few years, and you need that there for the girls to want to work towards. And if they haven't got a senior team that's competing in a league, or you know, getting opportunities to represent, then what are they working towards?
And might you consider continuing your involvement?
I've really enjoyed it. I've really enjoyed working with Naina. She's, you know, got a lot of playing experience at a high level and coaching as well. And we've both done a lot of work with youth outside of netball. So I think we'd be in a good position to bring on like a young team and help them grow as people and as netballers. So I think I'd really like to be involved in some capacity. What that looks like, I don't know right now. But yeah, I think it's something that I've definitely got my teeth back in and realised that I have missed coaching. So for sure.
And that Super League experience as well, it's bound to come in along the line.
Yeah, you know what? I think having had quite a long break from it, you almost forget how much you do enjoy those pressure situations, being back on a bench and
on the bench shouting your head off. Come on.
Shouting my head off. But yeah, you remember. Yeah, that's the bit we sort of missed this weekend is analysing a team and then preparing to play them. Tournament netball is savage. You get 14 minutes and then you're on to the next. Definitely that experience from being on the bench with the Storm lot and part of a high performance setup, an elite setup like that, is something that I want to bring into the Guernsey setup for sure.
Well, you know what I just take from that, Nate? It's a story there of development, determination, a lot of pride.
Yeah, for sure. I'm a Guernsey girl, Andy. That's where I was born and bred. It would be great to sort of bring back some of that experience, and you know, I've done some really cool things through netball, and learned a lot about myself and learned a lot about the game, and I'd love to be able to bring that back to Guernsey and make a difference. And you know, it gave me so many opportunities here as a kid. It got me off the island, it got me over to the UK, it got me all the way around the world, and I'd love to be able to, you know, make sure that we're providing those sort of opportunities for other players.
Brilliant. Thank you so much for your time.
No worries. Nice to speak to you.
The Netball Show is now also available via Sky Q and Sky Glass. Select sports and we're on the podcasts rail.